Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Ooshka, ladies and gentlemen, gents and ladies and people like that. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and my partner in crime,
Butter Pecan.
Butter Pecan. How you doing, Butter?
Be better.
You had a good weekend?
Oh, it was a good weekend. How about you?
It was a good weekend. All-star.
Yeah.
Not sick.
Yes, you are.
I'm not.
Come
and
here.
If I was,
Ken?
I'm toughing it out.
Ken?
That's what it's all about.
Oh, right.
You know.
You need to go play some ball.
I play. You know, it's just how it is.
But half my face is numb.
Okay. I wouldn't be telling people like that.
Yeah. I went to the dentist today.
Oh. What's happening?
I had a cracked tooth. Don't even go there.
All right. I'm not saying nothing.
I had a cracked tooth, and I ended up getting a filling, which all I wanted him to do was kind of shave down the tooth a little bit so it wasn't so sharp. And then I ended up getting a
filling. What's wrong with a sharp tooth? You could have fit in with the vampires.
And I want to fuck your mouth.
Yeah. Just don't do that in public.
Yeah.
Well, starting off with the news, as always, and something that we used to think was fun ain't quite so fun no more. Yeah, a high school student is arrested for allegedly snapping photos of his teacher's lady parts.
Wait. Who used to think that was fun?
Nah, what we used to do, because obviously we didn't have digital cameras back in the Mesozoic area.
Like the mirrors
dress. Yeah, you would have like a little mirror on the... Anyway. What?
Curve?
It's called being a teenager.
Curve.
Whatever. You don't understand what's funny.
No, I understand you're a curve.
All right. High school senior Curtis Pickard, 17, was arrested this week by Columbia County, Georgia police for allegedly.
Georgia, huh?
Well, Georgia get his day in the sun too. Yes. Let's see, he allegedly was snapping upskirt pictures of his teacher, Ellen Hotchkiss.
What's upskirt?
Ups. I'm trying to figure out, did he have like the camera on the, did he tie it on his shoe? I'm trying to figure out how he did it. Did he pretend like he was tying his shoe in front of the teacher? Because, you know, this is a camera phone and whatnot. It's no remote control. So I'm trying to figure out how he did it.
Aren't there some phones that have
a remote control? I've yet to see that phone. But if they got them, somebody knows.
Does an iPhone have a remote control?
iPhone don't have a remote control, I don't think. But I don't have an iPhone either, so.
I have one.
Okay.
But it drowned in dishwater.
Anyway, anybody dumb enough to be watching?
I didn't do it.
Okay. Anyway, if you're dumb enough to be washing dishes.
Wasn't washing dishes.
Then how are you getting the dishwasher?
I guess he was holding it, walking, and it fell out of his hand, and it went into the sink and came back up and then landed in the dishwasher.
Wow.
It like went on a roller coaster ride.
I ain't trying to dish you, homie, but that is special.
So, yes, I ended up with a iPhone that drowned in dishwater.
You couldn't get a new
one? No. I can't. It's trying to dry out now.
Oh, you're trying to dry it out.
And I want the iPhone.
Okay, why don't you just do this? Just go and buy one and then bring back the broke one.
Because the broke one...
You could say you dropped it in water and it'll still be under warranty.
A 1G that came out 2 years ago.
Okay, I'm sure they still sell 1G's that came out 2 years ago.
I don't know if I still get one.
I'm trying to help your situation.
I know,
now.
But
I mean, that's what I
broke
would
one
do.
Is really, really scratched up.
All right.
Really,
well,
really,
I'm,
really,
I'm
really
saying
really
you can say that.
Yeah, believe me, I would have done it if I could have. But
all right.
So now I'm trying to dry it out. So.
Yeah. Well, they said that dude was trying to make the moves on Hotchkiss.
That's a name.
That's a name. Hotchkiss.
Did they have a picture of her?
No. But what he did was he used a cell phone to take pictures between the teacher's legs and said that this dude,
underwear?
I don't know, but I guess he was bragging about it. He said,
well,
several students told a school official that Pickard had been flaunting them around
well,
Greenbrier High School.
Pickard?
Pickard.
Pickard and Hotchkiss?
Yeah. They are a
I
couple made in. Yeah, it says she looked at the pictures and positively identified her legs.
Her legs or her
and
underwear?
The previous day's underwear.
Oh, previous day's underwear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's special. And said he was charged with unlawful eavesdropping or surveillance and is awaiting trial.
She pressed charging.
Yeah. She probably was pissed. You dealing with students all day and these little bastards, these big bastards, is taking pictures of your draws. You don't know if it was good panty day or bad panty day, so you don't know where she was at.
Or maybe no panty day.
Right, but she had panties.
Okay.
So I'm sure if it was no panties, then she really would have been mortified just a tad bit. All right.
Moving right along.
Moving right along to why I don't want to live in the South. You know, of course, you know, as everybody else did, that it was Valentine's Day this past weekend. And, South Carolina cops offered flowers in weapon turn-in program. So,
turn in your weapon and you get a flower?
Yes. They said if you want to have a rose for your sweetie on Valentine's Day, all
bring
you had to do was bring in the gun. They was running it in two places. Yep. And they said anyone who turned in the gun got a free rose and a Best Buy gift card. He said a handgun gets a $100 gift card, while a rifle or a shotgun nets a $50 gift card.
You would think it'd be the other way around.
Well, you think that I would get $100, and most of these dudes, if they had a gun and probably was illegal, you probably wouldn't want to turn it in no way, because you're getting arrested right there on the spot. Here's your rose. Turn around. Let me read you your rights.
Why, is that what they did?
No, but the point is, that's what they was doing. They was offering. I'm just saying that, you know, unless you was one of the fortunate people to buy your gun at Kmart, you know, they sell guns in the South in different places. So.
No, I'm sure they do.
Yeah. So, South Carolina, I'm never going there.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not. They got the Klan Museum there, man.
The what?
Klan Museum.
They have a museum?
Yes. They have a Ku Klux Klan Museum in South Carolina. No.
Who runs it?
I'm going to sue the Klansman. In a building owned by a black dude.
That's funny.
Yeah. Say, he didn't, you know, he didn't do his research on the people that was renting it out.
Oh.
And so when he rented it out, they put up the Klan Museum, and then from there he was stuck because they paid their rent.
Yeah, with the guy that. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and no matter what, you the dude that got the Klan Museum in your building, you can't even go to your building.
I know.
Because you look really stupid.
Yeah.
But you're not going to go there. Mexico City. Remember, we talked about Mexico City where they was passing out to anybody over 60 the
Viagra?
The Viagra and the Cialis and all that other stuff.
What other? Viagra, Cialis, and what is the other ones that are out there?
It's like Levitra.
Oh, Levitra one?
Yeah. There's a Enzyte.
No, Enzyte is a growth.
Yeah, make it bigger.
Yeah.
So it's the same. It's used for the same purpose.
Well, it's for male enhancement. It's not.
Right. Well, you would say Viagra for male enhancement.
No, that's for.
Is this two different ways of looking at it? It's the same.
I thought you can only look at it one way. Gee, I only look at it one way.
Well,
don't leave yourself open
like
that.
I'm not. But anyway, Mexico.
Well, you look at it from a different angle.
Anyway, Mexico City puckered up to set a new record Saturday as nearly 40,000 people locked lips in the city center for the world's largest group kiss. Now,
is this going on the Guinness Book of World Records?
Yes. Carlos Martinez of...
That reminds me of the discussion that we had a couple nights ago about the kissing and the releasing of the hormones.
Cocaine. Marin said kissing was like doing cocaine. That's what the researchers said.
Is that what was in the article?
That's what was in the article.
I don't remember that.
So it was one big OD
Mexico City.
They was making it happen that day. There wasn't no itching.
How many people?
They said the record was 39,897 people who entered the gated kissing area of the city's Zocalo Main Square on Valentine's Day, besting Western Supermare in English Town that set the previous kissing record in 2007. Yeah.
Wow.
And I guess Mexican singer-actress Susana Zavalita, who serenaded the crowd before the Chris with the classic Mexican ballad. I'm going to mess this up.
How's that go?
Besame mucho, or kiss me a lot.
Besame mucho is a...
Kiss me a lot.
Why do you think that was Italian?
I don't know. But obviously it's not.
What's wrong?
It made it happen. They said that this place can hold up to 100,000 people.
Wow.
And they said...
They had all those people kissing, huh?
Yeah, they kissed for 10 whole seconds.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, that's a long time. Yeah, that's sweet.
Special.
All right. Now for the conspiracy theorists like myself.
No.
Yes.
What?
Scientists coming out and saying what I've been saying forever in a day. Billions of Earth-like planets in the galaxy.
What are they doing?
They said there could be more than 100 billion Earth-like planets in our galaxy, many which are capable of sustaining life. No, I said it. You know, it's just like those people that, put Galileo on trial when he was talking about the earth brown and it didn't, and the sun didn't rotate around the earth. The earth rotates around the sun, you know, unsmart people. Anybody who thinks that in this whole galaxy, all these planets are uninhabited, you got issues. I'm not trying to diss your intelligence. I'm saying you're just being closed-minded. And they said that they're not only probably habitable, but they're probably also going to be inhabited. And now that they have the new telescopes, they'll be able to be seen, which means they've already seen it, and they're trying to ease y'all into it. Since I believed it from the jump. Never know. They might all be cute. You might a whole new species of people that you can, you know, outlet converse with. Why are you looking at me like that? See, Closed-minded individuals. All right.
Who's a closed-minded individual?
Anyway, we going to get back on track to what Butter likes. In San Francisco, they have the Healthy Penis Campaign is back.
That's
all right. Yep.
Yes, everyone likes a healthy penis.
Healthy penis.
Why got to be in San Francisco? That's kind of scary.
What? No, they're saying that in San Francisco, that the Healthy Penis Campaign is back, and they say it's better than ever.
So how do you
I guess you got to work at it. You got to.
Cialis, Viagra, Levitra.
Exercise.
What was that motion that you just did? Did you see that motion that you just did?
No, because what they did in an effort to educate people about syphilis, they spearheaded it by an 8-foot healthy penis and his friends. His friends were Sexual Harassment Panda and Larry the Lobster. So they tried to introduce them in Los Angeles, Portland, Philly, Seattle, Santa Clara County, and in Winnipeg. But in Canada, they didn't do it with an 8-foot, because there's a guy who's walking around in San Francisco in front of clinics, whatnot, in a giant penis suit. Like 8 foot long. Real long.
Uh-huh.
8 foot tall, yeah.
Long.
Well, 8 foot long, 8 foot tall. Everybody know what it means. I don't have to sugarcoat it. I didn't make it. They
Man,
said,
I know you don't have to sugarcoat it.
Hey.
But hey, that might have been fun.
Hey, they said that there are three penises. Now, the campaign expanded to include an African-American penis named Byron the Penis.
Byron?
Byron. Not Leroy. Byron. And a Hispanic penis named Pedro the Penis as well.
Byron the Penis.
And
Pedro
the Penis. The original penis name was Clark. And he's still the most recognizable
like
penis in the city. I guess so.
Mm.
You know,
okay.
Metaphorically speaking.
Kind of like that song, Superman. I never knew what that song meant until someone explained it to me.
You like them people who didn't know that Lil Jon was saying skeet 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 on the radio, and he was talking about skeet skeet skeet. You know that played on the radio, and folks didn't even know. I'm talking to grown folks. It's like, look, man, he's saying skeet 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 till the sweat drops down my balls. On the radio.
Okay.
Okay. That shouldn't be on the radio.
Oh.
Till the sweat drops down my balls, skeet, skeet, skeet. Skeet, 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 man.
Oh, is that what that means?
Oh, my God. Wow.
I didn't know.
I see that.
Well, sure, I just found those Superman.
Ladies and gentlemen out there, skeet, 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 sweat drops down my balls is a sexual reference. For those who don't know, I'm bringing you to the light, 4 or 5 years later? Yeah. Would you like to tell the people what Superman means?
No.
For the uneducated out there? Come on, you got a duty to educate the public.
I forgot.
Oh, you didn't forget. Why are you being a sucker?
I forgot. Something about the sheet sticking to a woman's back.
Okay. You don't know what the sheet sticking to a woman's back mean?
Superman. No, is that...
Wow. Woo! All right.
Did I explain that wrong?
Getting back to the penises, they have Facebook, MySpace pages. And
what are they? What are they called?
And
Pedro the
still
Penis
has his own regularly updated Twitter page.
Pedro the Penis, Byron the Penis. and yeah. Clark the penis.
Yeah. You look them up on Facebook and MySpace.
Let's look them
on
up.
Twitter. And they will be there.
Is there like a picture?
I hope not.
Home?
Because I don't really care to see a giant penis. It's not high on my list.
Low on your list?
Anyway.
Hi, my name is Victoria.
Oh,
welcome to our website.
Yeah.
If you're like
Bye,
most
Victoria, you suck. See,
so
that's what happens when you look at a penis. You get a woman talking. Anyway. Moving on to one of my favorite states, Ohio.
Why is it here?
Chardon, Ohio. A woman has pleaded guilty to reckless homicide for exercising her 73-year-old husband to death in a swimming pool.
Exercising him to death?
Repeatedly refusing to let him leave the water.
So he died?
Yeah, he's 73 years old.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, you weren't listening. Obviously.
No.
Anyway, the surveillance video showed Christine Newton-John, 41, pulling James Mason around the pool by his arms and legs, said Middlefield Police Chief Joseph Stalick. Yeah, Stalick. The chief said he counted 42 times in which Newton-John prevented her husband from leaving the water, and Mason rested his head on the side of the pool several times while gasping for breath. Stalick says the video is bone-chilling. The whole case is very sinister.
How old is she?
Well, she is 41. But there's a little issue with this. Because she was technically a he. Because she was a transgender.
So what does that have to do with anything with it not letting
see, nothing to do. I'm just saying that they...
You have to throw that in there?
I'm just...
How is that an issue?
I didn't make it an issue.
You just said there is an issue.
I'm going off the report now.
Okay, but I just said, did it say why it's an issue?
Not really. But obviously it's an issue because she was trying to kill a man so she can get that...
Yeah.
Well, yeah. They were trying to kill him and they said he was struggling for his life on tape.
Was he rich?
I don't know. They said Mason was a longtime friend of his wife's family. He knew her as John Bingham.
Valla what?
Valen Bingham. Yeah. Before she had gender reassignment surgery. In 1993,
with that name, yeah,
right? It gets better, and changed her name in honor of the singer and star of the hit movie version of the musical Grease.
Oh, God.
See, this is where art influences life. Jesus, I want to be like Olivia Newton-John.
I was going to ask if she related to Olivia Newton-John when you said Newton-John. I was looking at that part.
Yeah, she was John... Valen Bingham.
It changed completely.
They. Don't say it. They. They are murderer.
What?
They are murder. Well, they're being charged with murder. They just said that they saw the video because he was in the gym. Not all the gyms had the video, but they didn't get no audio.
They have videos in the gym?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, 24 Hour Fitness, all of them got video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure folks ain't doing what they not supposed to be doing. Speaking of which, moving on, single sensors make hooking up easier.
Single what?
Students at the University of Maine have developed a device that can alert the wearer to potential love matches he or she encounters in daily life.
Oh,
the Boston Globe reports. Well, I guess what you would do, you would buy and wear the friend finder. And it comes with a program with the device, and they program their likes, dislikes, and interests. So if another friend finder wearer with similar characteristics is nearby, a series of red LED lights flash on the device, indicating potential compatibility.
So these machines are talking to each other.
Well, it's sort of like, you know how you go to Dave and Buster's and you're waiting on anywhere and you're waiting on
the table?
On the table, and the red light flashes,
yeah,
buzzer, and whatnot. Oh, that's what that is. You pass by somebody, it's like just flashing red lights, and y'all got no choice but to, like, oh.
Yeah, but what if you're near a whole bunch of people that have those? Do they both go off? I mean, how do you know which one it's going off for?
I guess you just have to be a little pioneer and go head on and say, hey, whose buzzer's going off?
But what if there's, like, a whole bunch of them going off?
Hey.
Maybe you have, if you have more than one match.
Look.
You get a threesome going?
According to Sean Collins. Hey, student Sean Collins said it's like an icebreaker. He's the one that
breaks. An icebreaker. That's
Hey,
I don't even know what word to use. That's the...
Right. It's cool.
An icebreaker.
Yes, you know, some folks...
Icebreaker is, you know, you go up and you say hello.
All right, but to them, this is hello. This is like, bam. Oh, my God, you went off.
Nerdy.
All right. I agree with you. So that would make... But that's not in my on my level. See, that's nerd.
On your level? What is your level?
I'm an alpha nerd.
That's right.
There's a difference. It's a big difference. It's a big difference because I wouldn't personally wear no big flashing thing on my hip or whatever.
But you walk around with that damn afro on.
Hey,
it's not even afro. It's
afro is
it's
symbol
a
perm of power.
Gone so wrong.
Symbol of power.
It's a perm gone so wrong.
Power
so
to
wrong.
The people. Power to
he's
the
got
people.
A perm on his head that's gone so wrong.
You cannot shake my power to the people. It don't matter.
It's so wrong.
Not
it's wrong, I tell you.
Hey, they're saying
because he has this one piece of hair that every time you move your head, it just like swings.
Why are you worrying about that?
Because you keep moving your head and it's like catching the corner of
why
my eye.
Very petty.
Something
petty.
Very
petty.
Nothing petty.
Hating
on my... that's why you keep looking in the mirror? You like your afro, don't you?
Right. See, because what they're saying, the friend finding device is good for situations other than dating, too. They say
oh,
it could work equally well for business or social networking and training.
How?
And they're saying that unlike social networking sites like Facebook and MySpace, the Friend Finder gives people the opportunity to meet face-to-face from the very beginning. Because they're saying that some people are wary of the online thing. Because
oh, I am. God, I
all the recent
there's
some issues.
Freaky people out there online. You never know who you're going to meet.
Right. So they're trying to take that out of it. Now, hopefully you don't meet the friend finder that's lying on the mic. They're just like, yeah, I love everything.
Right.
Okay.
Are they selling these things?
I'm going to assume that they're going to start. They're working out the kinks of the friend finder device, and I'm sure it's going to
where
start.
Where is it at?
This is in Maine.
In Maine.
At
everyone
the University of Maine.
To Maine.
Flock to Maine if you want to find a friend.
Find a friend.
You got a friend.
Oh, no, don't start singing. Well, on that note, we're going to take a little bit of a break while Mr. Hugger gets that throat lozenger.
Yeah.
So we'll be right back.
Bye-bye.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where
in
the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together
you
got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.
Drama.
And we are back.
Hello.
Okay. What do we got on what do you have now?
Yep. Drug deals. Down bad.
No.
Yeah, FAA crews were busted twice in the same month.
What's FAA?
South African Airlines. They were trying to smuggle hundreds of thousands of dollars in cocaine into the UK.
How'd they get caught?
Well, allegedly, they were toting more than 300,000 in cocaine on the London-bound plane. And they were arrested at Heathrow a mere 4 weeks after another South African Airlines crew was busted for smuggling more than 400,000 worth of drugs into the same
country. Okay, well, we're not going to cut. We can come out with that much. We'll just bring it down a little bit.
Well, yeah, they brought it down 100,000.
Yeah.
Hey.
How much is that worth?
But it was 300,000 in cocaine. This time, the first time, it was $400,000.
Does it say how the street value is?
$400,000 the first time. $300,000.
You said pounds.
No. $300,000.
U.S. dollars?
U.S. dollar.
Oh.
Big money.
So how much is that in weight?
it said, this one, they don't give the weight. They said the one before was 50 kilograms of cannabis and 4 kilograms of cocaine.
Cannabis is marijuana, right?
Yes, sirree.
Okay. I'm learning so much this evening.
Yes, you are. So don't ride South African Airlines because it may be for the coke. That's the lesson, boys and girls.
Yeah.
Now, moving on to my other crusade in life. You know, I believe in the zoo. I say that the zoo is slavery. I've always said it. I will keep saying it.
The zoo is slavery.
The zoo is slavery. And people who have exotic pets, you are slaveholders. You are complicit.
Yeah. Why am I going to be exotic pet?
Well, the pet chimpanzee who had appeared in pet chimpanzee who had appeared in TV commercials and shows got loose in a home in Stamford, Connecticut Monday afternoon and attacked a woman before being shot dead by cops. The woman was in critical condition after the brutal attack, which was not the first time the animal had been on the loose.
Mm.
It's Travis the chimp.
So why do you call that slavery?
Wild animals are called wild animals for a reason. Travis the chimp was 200 pounds. You're like 140 pounds. They're wild animals. Eventually, their true nature comes out every time. You may be one out of three, but it just takes that one time, right, to hit you. And I guess what happened was the owner, Sandra Harold, had called a friend over to help when 15-year-old Travis began misbehaving at 241 Rock Rimmon Road. The trip had taken the keys to the car. He was also trying to open car doors, which he apparently did to indicate he wanted to go for a ride. And then she was able to coax him back and gave him some Xanax laced tea. They said when a friend, Charlie Nash, 55, of Stamford, arrived minutes later, he bolted outside and began brutally attacking Nash as she was getting out of her car, leaving her with severe facial injuries. She was in very critical condition. He said that Travis had tried, well, Travis's owner had attempted to stop the attack by stabbing the chimp with a butcher knife, but didn't work. They said the officer shot the chimp several times, and Travis ran off. They followed the trail of blood through the house, and found him dead in his living quarters in the back of the house. See, they are saying that there was no provocation that we know of. And they're saying they understood that the chimpanzee has Lyme disease and has been ill from that.
Lyme disease?
Yeah. But the point is, she shouldn't have had the damn chimpanzee from the jump. Look, if you want to see a chimpanzee, go see him at the zoo.
Well, you just said that's slavery.
Okay, it is slavery.
Then
locked up for your amusement in cages. Now, if there was a dominant species that had your ass locked up
in a cage, educational?
Would it be educational if we was locked up in cages and there was
some people are
monkeys? Okay, but we don't go and visit jail.
No,
and
no.
Say, oh, look at them. Okay, some people are stupid.
There you go again. You need to go on racial rehab.
No, that's not racial
that's
rehab.
Why those people are visiting people in prison?
No, I ain't talking about visiting people in prison because you're visiting people that you obviously care about.
No.
Okay, you're not visiting people you don't like.
Well, sometimes what do they take? Don't kids take field trips to?
Oh, you talking about that scared straight?
To zoos to learn stuff.
All right, but once again, we're talking about if, say, for example, monkeys ruled the world, Planet of the Apes style, and we were the ones.
Did you like that movie?
No. We were the
ones,
all of them.
You didn't like the original one?
I don't like Charlton Heston. I will go
there. Charlton Heston was the one?
Yeah. Anyway, we're not going there. Anyway, once
again.
But
you're saying it's not.
Well,
they might have ruled the world at one time.
Right. I'm saying if they ruled the world and we were the ones locked up in the cage, would it be so funny? Would you want to be the one that's being put, oh, come on. Come on, brother. Do that trick. No.
Well, if it was from the very get-go.
Oh, you'd be down with that?
Well, in this day and age, no. But in
what
do
you mean in this day and age?
If it was from the very beginning where apes did rule the world, and I think they did rule the world at one time.
Oh my God. What are you saying? Look, that's a movie.
What? No, that's my line.
I'm sorry. I'm not feeling you on that. Once again, you side swiping the issue.
I don't even know what the issue
is. The issue is if you were the monkey. Would it be entertaining? Would you think it was educational, or would you be the one throwing doo-doo at the people, at the monkeys going by? I tell you, I would.
Who's throwing doo-doo at who? Was that in the story?
No. It's common.
What'd you bring up doo-doo for?
It's common practices for monkeys and whatnot to throw doo-doo at people who are watching them.
I didn't know that.
Go to doo-doo.
I think they do.
Okay.
I've never seen monkeys dump poop.
Yes, they have.
Then maybe they were provoked.
Yeah, because you got me locked up in the damn cage.
Truly provoked. I mean, I walk by and I look at the monkeys and, you know, I see a whole bunch of other people looking at the monkeys.
Right, and they're looking at
if
you.
If anybody
like,
wants to comment on this, they can call in to
646-929-2037.
Or you can email us at
smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
We also want to announce that we do have some special interviews lined up, some special shows. So to stay connected to our guest appearances and special interviews, you can text the word
Smooth Drama to the number 41411
on your mobile device. And you'll get information about our special events, special shows, and guest appearances, which we are starting to line up. So, what else do you have?
I'm still on the monkey. But
off the monkey.
I'm going to get off the monkey, but y'all tripping. That's all I'm going to say, because if you was the monkey, it'd be different. And I'm going to stand by that to my grave.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The founder of the Islamic TV station accused of beheading his wife. The founder of an Islamic television station in upstate New York aimed at countering Muslim stereotypes has confessed to beheading his wife.
He confessed?
Yeah. Muzamil Hassan was charged with...
Can't you make things stories where there's, like, normal names?
Right, he's Muslim. That's a normal name.
Well, no, I'm saying some of your stories got some... Either you're not pronouncing them right or they all got some...
No, this is what? This is America.
Okay.
People, diversity, man. It's all about diversity. Why it's got to be funky? Because you know the truth.
What was that? The,
you need
the
to go
teacher
through,
Hotchkiss?
Right. You need to go through racial rehab.
Hotchkiss?
Why you hate no name?
What was that kid's last name? Do you even remember?
Wow.
Never mind. That's
I
okay.
I don't even remember.
So what about this Islamic here in the States?
Yeah, it said that he was charged with second-degree murder after police found the decapitated body of his wife, Azia Hassan, at the Bridges TV station in the Buffalo suburb of Orchid Park, said Andrew Benz, Orchid Park police chief.
They find her head?
I'm going to assume that the head was with the body. Said, I guess his wife had filed for divorce on February 6th. And police have responded to several domestic violence calls at the couple's home. And I said Hassan went directly to the police station after his wife's death and confessed to killing her and declined to give further details.
Wow.
Yeah, they said she survived by two children, what? 4 and 6.
Oh my God, they were young.
With his wife. He had two other children, 17 and 18, from his previous marriage. Now, get this. He launched Bridges TV, billed as the first English-language cable channel targeting Muslims inside the United States, 2004. At the time, he said he hoped the network would balance negative portrayals of Muslims following the attacks of September 11th.
And then he goes and does this?
Yeah. I think you kind of, yeah, you kind of did the exact opposite, homie.
Smart guy.
Yeah, you can be smart, but at the end of the day, he went back to that basic, if I can't have you, nobody can.
What?
Hey, you know, there's some people out there that's like, if I can't have you, nobody can. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's folks like that. They can't help it. They're just stuck on stupid. They don't want you. They don't want you.
Stuck on stupid. Yeah,
move on, homie. I'm sure you had a TV station. You probably could have picked up somebody else.
Yeah.
But maybe he was just thinking that I already went through one divorce. I'd be ashamed going through another one.
Wow.
Whatever.
Stuck on stupid.
Stuck on stupid. That's all I can say. If you got somebody don't want you, all the hunting them down, trying to cut them up, whatnot, it's non-productive, people. Very non-productive.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, now we're moving on to Your governor. Arnold Schwarzenegger. He is saying he's going to make 20,000 people redundant to plug the budget deficit.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Now, what kind of shit is that? I'm sorry. You know, these dudes who are collecting fat paychecks on I-9 can't get it done. And so the people who are paying their salary got to suffer, but they get their salaries regardless of whether or not they get the job done or not. And he's like holding it over the people, saying that he said that the spokesman said that 20,000 workers from across government would be warned that their jobs were likely to go. You know, because the him and the councilman the assemblymen can't agree.
What?
That's basically what's happening. It's like ransom. Like, hey, if we, the people who are making a lot of money, can't agree, we gonna cut the people who not making a lot of money jobs.
Right.
I'm suggesting, and I'm sure there's a few people out there who would agree with me, that maybe y'all should take the pay cut. Not even a pay cut. Until you get a deal done, you shouldn't even get paid. Because I don't know no job where you can go and do nothing and get a check.
Yeah, right.
You just sit there, hey, you know what? I can't get it done today. I'll holler.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. You know, you're going to cut folks' jobs. You're holding people's lives in your hands.
Yeah. But yeah, you can still collect paychecks.
Yeah, and flying all over the place.
I don't see you offering to not get paid until it's done.
Oh, hell no. Seeing his people up at the Image Awards and all this other stuff, hanging out at award shows. Where you at, Arnold? See, this is the hypocrisy of it.
Okay.
I'm saying there should be something, and maybe we need to start a petition where we get it, where these dudes, like these congressmen, like the whole budget bailout or whatever, when they couldn't get the deal done, if y'all can't get it done, y'all don't get paid. I guarantee you, day one, that bill gets done.
Yeah.
There's no filibuster in this paycheck not coming. And they playing with our money.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So you wonder how we got to be where we are? Because the people like that y'all voted in. Y'all, all you people that signed in petitions, Gray Davis was stupid, da 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 da. Where we at now? Movie star ain't done nothing for us. He ain't made no good movies or nothing.
He's not doing movies anymore.
That's what I'm saying. That's all he was good for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Terminator 1 is all right.
There's that.
Okay. I'm just saying. He made some pretty good movies.
Maybe he should go back to acting?
Maybe he should go back to acting. Because what you doing now ain't happening, homie. Yep. We are $40 billion in the hole.
Yeah. I'm somebody had brought up something to me over the weekend, because I had said that the iPhone accidentally drowned in dishwater.
Uh-huh.
And someone said, I hear pagers are coming back.
What?
I was like, pagers? Hey, you know what? I still have my pagers from, when they were in. And then they said that something about Zima. You remember Zimas? Those malt drink. I don't know if they're still around.
Zima. All I know is Zima Warrior Princess.
Zima. Not Zina.
Not Zima?
Zima.
Nope.
It's a malt liquor drink. I don't know if they're still
That's
around.
That's why I don't know nothing about it.
But then he said that he was going to, get his pager and his fanny pack full of Zimas.
The hell are you going to do with a pager? You got, do they even have
phone
booths?
It was a joke. I still have my pager from when, they were in, the little itty bitty one.
Yeah.
I wonder if they still work.
If
anybody has their pager still, or uses a pager.
You have issues.
Yeah.
Is there a phone booth on Earth?
Well, outside of 7-Eleven, they still have those phone booths.
Yeah, those are death
pay
right there.
The payphone?
Mm-hmm. There's about 8 of them left.
Why do you call it a death trap?
Man, standing on the payphone in front of 7-Eleven or any liquor store or whatnot, you're taking a chance on your life.
Why?
Because. Just because.
Being on a payphone.
Yes, you look stupid. I'm on a stupid thing. It don't matter. I see you on the payphone. I'm imaginary drive by shooting.
Maybe some people can't afford to get a cell phone, or their cell phone is broken, or they ran out of
it. Dishwasher.
Or, you know, some people are on that prepaid things and are out of minutes.
And the payphone, what, you get 5 minutes for a quarter?
I'm not even sure. I think you get 3 minutes for a quarter. Is it still a quarter?
Yeah, I don't know. I look like I used the payphone. You just heard what I said.
I think it's, well, the last I remember, it was a quarter for 3 minutes. Yeah, I'm like having to feed that damn machine. Ugh.
Yeah, that was not so fresh.
Yeah, when it's coming out and telling you that you've got so many minutes, so many seconds left.
Right.
Exactly. Even that.
And then on top of that, it's like they were nasty.
I know. You just wanted to. I hate. Ugh.
Yeah, you're like holding it, like hoping something don't fall into your ear that's going to infect you forever.
Couldn't handle public transportation. You know, I couldn't handle public transportation and public payphones and laundromats.
Public transportation is kind of funny.
Mm.
Public transportation is kind of funny.
Mm. No, thank
you. Yeah, well, I mean, you're talking about going green there.
Yeah, I know. Scary people on public transportation.
Well, yeah, this summer, I was trying to save gas, and also I took the trolley down to the Comic-Con.
Right.
Well, get on there, and this lady gets on there with her her high-top Converse and the dress, and she sits by this dude and starts talking about when she broke her virgin in 1963.
Broke her virgin?
Yeah, it was awful. You know, one of them people that they need help, but they obviously not getting it.
She just started down to the
so person. She gets on the trolley. She sits next to this dude, and, you know, dude is looking like, damn, why me? All the people you could have
picked. Everybody on the trolley.
Why me? She started talking, yeah, and he was cute, and... You know, I felt the prick, da-da-da-da-da-da. And the people behind her are, like, holding their ears like, no! And that's where I blew it. Because I had my video camera with me. And I was close enough to hear it. I should have, like, secretly filmed it. But I blew it. But probably it wouldn't have been good anyway. Because, you know, you...
No, because you could add your own little... You know.
Yeah, but see, you're still making fun of folks that need help. Because obviously she was not all there. She was not.
Okay.
But we're not going to go there. I'm going to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart right now.
What's
that? Comic books. Yeah. It's the nerd hour.
Yeah.
But I'm different. You know, we done came far. You know, it's Black History Month, so
right.
I guess we got to talk about black folks. I'm going to talk about black superheroes and how far we done came. Because, you know, back in the day, there was really no black superheroes, and if we did, they was really, really whack. Like,
what black superheroes are you talking about?
Well, the first black superhero in the modern era was Black Panther. Stan Lee and Jack Kirby put him together. He was the king, T'Challa. He was the king of his own African nation, whatnot. It's cool.
What was another one?
Well, I want to talk about black voices. I'm dissing black voices right now.
Who's that?
Black voices is a thing where people, black folks from all over, they insert comments and whatnot. They had a top 25 black superheroes of all time.
Okay.
Black Panther comes in at number 23.
Where did you think he would be?
He should have been number one. He's number one. He's the king of his own nation. He got his own jet. He's the king.
Did you write
he's the
in
man.
And voice your opinion?
No, I saw it, and I was like, I'm going to diss him on the air.
Well, why don't you write in and...
Look, no, let me tell you who finished above Black Panther.
Let me know who these people are.
Pootie Tang.
Who's that?
Chris Rock had this character, Pootie Tang. He would take off his shirt and whip you with his belt. Pootie Tang. That's not even a superhero. It's not. He had...
Who are you on your soapbox again?
No, he had Zack, the Black Ranger from the Power Rangers. No.
There was a Black Power Ranger?
Yes. First season. Yeah, he was the Black Ranger. It was kind of obvious. He was in the black suit, and he was the black dude. It's kind of overkill. But he's above Black Panther. The Brown Hornet. Bill Cosby. Brown Hornet. Whatever. Hong Kong Fooey, which was an imaginary dog.
All these ones in your name, I don't even know who they are.
Okay, but some of the people out there know. Blank Man. Yeah. Autobot Jazz from the Transformers.
Yeah.
Hancock, the drunk black superhero.
Was that a black superhero?
Supposedly. You know, Will Smith played and he's drunk all the time. He's above. And Meteor Man. That was the wackest superhero movie ever. I was in the movie theater cussing, and I left out cussing. He had a rock, and it made him fly, but he only flew.
When was this out?
This came out in the 90s. It was a... terrible, to say the least. D.L. Hawkins from Heroes. Heroes is a show that comes on NBC. He died. He's number 4. Panthro, number 3 from the Thundercats. He's a Thundercat.
Okay.
He's not even a black man. Number 2, I'm down with it, Storm. Storm from the X-Men. Anyway,
right.
People know Storm from the X-Men movie. Halle Berry played her.
Mm.
She was number 2.
Okay.
And she married Black Panther, who should have been number 1. But who did the people who go on Black Voices vote as number 1? Remember in them coming? Candyman. Y'all stink. Candyman is not a superhero.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. That is not funny. Handyman, y'all some retards. All of y'all who voted for Handyman as number 1, you got issues. Black Panther, all day, every day.
Who did this thing?
Black Voices.
Okay. Well, maybe you should write into Black Voices and let them know that their survey is whack.
Oh, I'm going to let them know. You best believe we're going to follow up on this.
Okay, you can follow up on that one.
This is not going to stand.
Okay.
Candyman. Panthro.
Well, on that note, we are running out of time.
Hong Kong food.
You can send in our topics to smoothdrama1@yahoo.com.
Or you can text us to find out everything on your mobile devices. You text Smooth Drama 41411.
And on that note, we'd like to say a good night. And our next show will air on Thursday at 9:00. And if you want to send in some topics, you can.
Black Panther.
Yeah, okay.
Hong Kong Fooey, get that out of here.
Everyone have a good evening.
Yeah, good night.
Good night.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.